This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Recommendation. Yeah.
I spend a lot of time confused about life in general.
Anyone who's familiar with this radio show would be aware of that. But that's okay.
For some reason, I decided to have two children, and that provided added complexities along with marriage and a beautiful wife. And I think sometimes things can get a little overwhelming.
Yes.
And you're trying to figure out how to parent and raise kids and be a good husband and just kind of be a fully functioning adult. It can get a bit overwhelming. And I was thinking to myself, the thing that when I feel a bit stressed and don't really know what to do is we kind of added to our household a few years back a family mantra.
Oh.
Okay, so when things get a bit overwhelming and there's a lot of infighting and we struggle with each other and whatever it might be, is we kind of push in on what's important, which for us is our family mantra, which is do justice, love mercy, walk humbly.
Do you have it like plastered on the wall above the front door or something like that?
No, because I cannot find anyone on Etsy who's willing to make it for me for a reasonable price.
Too many letters.
Okay. And I wanted a specific one. Yes, listen, I would love something, but on wood, preferably burnt. Okay. Yes, I figured it out.
We can work on that in the future. But tell us why that mantra.
Well, it's based on a Bible passage, which is Micah 6:8. But it kind of, you know, like when there's just so much going on and you feel like you're losing control of the wheel, you can kind of just push in on that and you go, okay, are we doing justice? Are we loving mercy, and are we walking humbly? Because that's the thing that we want to keep on coming back to, those three things. And if we're nailing those fears, then hopefully everything else will start to fall into place. It's like a first principles idea.
Recommendation. Yeah.
And I'm just wondering, do you have one? Do you have a family mantra?
Well, we've got Rhiannon on the phone. Good morning, Rhiannon.
Hi there. How are you going?
Doing well. You got a family mantra?
Yes, we do. We used to love the Star Wars one, do or do not, there is no try.
Brilliant.
But now we live by mistakes are proof that you are trying.
Ooh, oh, I like that one. Now, can I ask, why did you choose to go with mistakes are proof that you are trying?
Just building resilience in our family. Everybody makes mistakes, nobody's perfect, and you can't beat yourself up about it. Just get back up again and keep trying.
Love that. Well that is done, really Rhiannon. Good. Thanks Thank for calling for, in and yeah. sharing that.
All right. Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
Hey, same to you.
A bunch of texts. Duncan, Deb says, don't stress, do your best.
Good one.
That's what Deb's family mantra is. This is from Danielle. A mantra is speak words that make souls stronger.
Oh, I like that one.
Speak words that make souls stronger. That's by author Anne Voskamp. Danielle has it on the walls upstairs and downstairs, so it can't be too far from seeing it. I love that.
Family by chance, friends by choice, says Robert and Marissa.
Oh, that's good.
Good one.
That's an encouragement when times get a bit tense around the house.
I like that. My mantra is grounded in faith and guided by light. Thanks, Janine.
Awesome. Good one. Deb, pause. Prioritise people.
I like. What about this one? Sharon, who says, don't count the days, make the days count.
Oh, that's good. Deep.
Very good.
And this is great from text 492. My 10-year-old son was listening in the car and shouted out, calm your farm. I asked him, is that our mantras? And he said, yes, calm your farm.
Clearly he's
in like bold text above the front door, calm your farm and head out into another day. I love that.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.